wants to say no. Everybody holds it's a barrier from the Atzma, it's not a soft, it's a new creature. If so, my nizun kibas. What does it mean to say that Tumtum gets fed like a bas? Why should she get fed like a bas? It's a new creature. So Mursa Zenaklami. Larova, my Yerush Kaben. So according to Mursa, anyway, according to Rova, when it says is Yerush Kaben, what does it mean, Kaben? Ella means to say Ro Yerush, Vienloi. Just means to say that really, in theory, he should be. But he's not, because since it's Nechosim Uwatim, there's only a small amount of property, it goes to the girls, not to the boys. So Tayyahochinami. When this bracha says also royal lozon v'einloi, just means to say it's fitting to get mezainus royal lozon, but v'einloi a meister she doesn't get though. So therefore, wouldn't be a kasha and rover also. This bracha tell you holds taka that tumtim is called the barrier b'fnei yatsmoi, and it's not kizoch, it's not gonna kaiva. And tumtim is like a new creature, doesn't get mezainus, and doesn't get yerusha. Right, then the Mishnah says, Ho'imer im yold ishti zocher. If a husband says, if my wife gives birth to a boy, I'll give her $100. If she gives birth to a girl, then I'll give her $200. So Gemara says, L'meimer, you want to tell me, debas adifo lo mi ben? So the Mishnah from the Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, that a girl like is worth more than a boy. Here the father says to his wife, listen, if you give birth to a boy, I'll give you $100. If you give birth to a girl, I'll give you $200. Does Mashma, the girl is worth more? It's not that way. So the Gemara says, Anachnami. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Mishim, Mishim, Ben Yechoi. Kol She'enoi. This is more Kasha. But the Mo'ayv, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Mishim, Mishim, Ben Yechoi. Kol She'enoi, Maniach, Ben Le'yoshoi. If someone does not leave over his son, to have with Yashinim, like he only has girls, is that Kodesh Baruch Hu, Moli, Olav Evra? Kodesh Baruch Hu gets very angry at him. Shneimer, the pasuk says, that you'll have to take away the Yerusha to your daughter. But it says, Loshen of a Havartim, and we know, V'yein Havore Ela Ovra. Loshen Havore, Loshen of Ovra of anger. Shneimer, the pasuk says, Yoim Evra Hayoimahu, that day is a Yoim Evra, a day of anger. So the Kitzah, Lachuri, you see, it's a tremendous thing to have a son to Yashin. So how come the Mishnah says, Vestam in, he would say such a lotion that if my wife gives birth to a girl, I'll give her 200. And she gives birth to a boy, only 100. Why? The Gemara says like this. Who I'll tell you true in Yerusha. That's talking the gay to Yerusha. The gay to Yerusha, there the Savori is that Avada Ben is Mochashev. Then you have to have a son, that another, then you have to have a son, that the son should be able to Yashin, should have a son to Yashin you. That's true. Ben Adifle. But l'inyan harvocha, here's the question: you want to give your daughter a present, you want to make it easy for her. So it's smart to say biti adifalei. A father would want to give his daughter a present over the son, because the son can take care of himself. A boy gets married, he takes care of him, he takes care of himself. Mashenkin, for your daughter, it's hard to try to take care. So here it's a smart time. You want to give her, like Rashi says, Rashbam sheni yichoylo lachzer acher mazonaseha kizocha. She can't go around for food so much. So therefore, Mustan the Pshat here is, when Dozen says, I'll give you $200, it doesn't mean to say, I'll give it to the mother, it means to say, I'll give it to the kid, or I'll give it to the mother to hold on to it for the kid. The kid is called to giving the kid the $200. So it's a svara that a father would give more money to his daughter than to his son. Well, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Hocho, b'mabakeres askinim. Here we're talking about the first time his wife is giving birth, the first child. And therefore, the first one, if it's a girl, is something good. Ukur Rav Chizda, like Rav Chizda says, the Yomar Rav Chizda says, Bas Chilo Simin Yofel Abonim. If you have the girl first, that's a good sign to have boys afterwards. So we'll see what that means. Akoponim, the first child you have, then it's fitting, it's normal for a father to say, if it's a girl, I'll give $200. The first one to have a girl is okay. Ika the Amri, some say, what's the reason? The Marvio Liatlacho. That Poshet shall help out with the boys. We know boys don't help out so much in the house. Boys are busy, they're in yeshiva, they leave the house, they don't help out so much. Girls stay in the house, may help out more. Therefore, it's a good thing to have girls first. There'll be a help in the house. That's why it's a simon toiv to have girls first. And Vika the Amri, some said the story is, to lo shalta by ein abisha. It shouldn't be an ayin hara. As though you have a boy first, maybe there'll be an ayin hara because of that. As though you have a girl first, so protect, won't be an ayin hara. I'm not jealous about that. So therefore, the next ones will be a boy. Bakopon Nasachizda says that Bas Tchilo Simin Yofel Abonim. When you have a girl first, that's a good sign. And the Velt says over, they say if you have two girls first, then it's a Simin Mufak. That's a very good sign then. So you'll have boys afterwards. Yeah.
You have five girls, what
does Shalakha
do?
Omar Rav Chizda, Chizda said about himself, Banto Adif Lim Mibni. He said about his own daughters, he said his daughters are better than his girls. That's what he said about himself. So exactly what he means, that claw, Rashbam says, Istma Farshad of Chizda of Mevakeres Kishmaitin, he's talking about the firstborn, first only his first girl. He says, Amashma like that. He says the Nira Benash Loin is Kaim Loi Bonim, Kim Bonis, Kach Mustava Hale Bonis, but he knew Chreser's boys weren't good. Kids, he said about himself, that's for him. Rutasis says, Pshat, one second. Kishoye Chosna Gudeli Ador, that's in his chat. His son in laws. He liked his daughters better. Because they got married to good Edims. He had good son-in-laws. They were Gedolei Ador, Rovo, and Umaruk for Bar Choma. Those were his two daughter-in-laws, for son-in-laws. The kids say he had big Gedolei for son-in-laws. He said to himself he had more Nachas by first from his daughters than he had from his own son. Right. The boy said another territory is Homani Reb Yudi. Maybe our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yudah. Yeah, for the more high Reb Yudah, which Reb Yudah? Elam, if you want to tell me Reb Yehuda, the Bakoyol, Reb Yehuda of the Bakoyol, the Tanya will learn like this. The Postik says, Vashem Beirech et Avron Bakoyol. I go, Rosh gave a brok at Avron Bakoyol. Reb Yehuda, Oymer, Shloho Yoloi Bas. It means they didn't have a daughter. That's Ramey's shot. That was the brok, they didn't have a daughter. Just the opposite. He only had a son, not a daughter, that was the brok. Reb Yehuda, Oymer, no, Shoyseloi Bas. The brok was he had a daughter. Ubakil Shema, that was the name. So according to Reb Yehuda and Nechlami, a daughter is a bigger bracha than a boy. But the first name, Amen, the Shamal of Reb Yehuda. When do we hear this from Yehuda? Brato Nami, Loi, Chasper Rachmon, Liavrom. But what we hear is that it was a bracha that Hashem also gave a daughter to Avram Avinu. He wasn't missing a daughter. But the Yadif from Ben Mishamadlei, we do not hear from here to say that a son is better than a daughter. Still not Shana Mishnah. Elohor of you, that's what this review did. The Tanya. Mitzvah lozo in esabonis is a mitzvah to feed your daughters. And for sure you should have to feed your own sons. Why the ask of a Torah? Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's Svara. Since they're learning Torah, so not to mevato them, to make sure they're able to learn Torah, you should feed them. More than feeding your daughters. We have you do I know, mitzvah lozo in esabonim is a mitzvah to feed your sons, but the kalvachoymel abonis. But for sure, the kavukhem, you have to feed your daughters. The Lord listens, Lon. Shouldn't be embarrassed them. Like, it's hard for them to make their own panosa, to go around getting money. So the chura, again, that's a swear to say, according to Yudah al-Mishnah, that a father would want to give the present to his daughter more than to his son. Because he doesn't want his daughter to be embarrassed to try to go around getting money. For the Mori Elohod, the time of that we learned. Yod the Zohar in the Keva. If a man says, I give birth, my wife gives birth to a boy and a girl, so it says, Hazocha Noitel Shisha Dinrin. They gave birth to a son, he takes 6 Dinrin. The Yanakev and the Teleshne Dinrin. That's a brisa like this. So Bamai, what's on this brisa? The root of this brisa is not like our Mishnah. And now Mishnah says the opposite way around, that the daughter is worth more. And here we're saying here, the brisa says no, the son gets more. So Amar Rav Ashi, Ashi says, I'm Risa L'Shemaita Kaimadu of Kana. I said over the Loch in front of Kana, Bimasaris, Enechlami. It should be just the opposite way around. Those things should be the opposite way around. Because Bam says it means, Sheshiras Tanov Zelam Afreim Izeh. Shisna Aledas Tumim. He meant to say if he gives birth to twins. Im Yotza Azocha Tchil, if the boy comes out first, Vechkach Anakeva. Yitol Azocha Mosayim Vanakeva Latito Klum. The Chosve Vesiras Tanov Lahasnois. Aledas Mafreim Mekeva Tchil Mono, Vechkach Azocha Mono. That's what we learn Shana Mishnah. In other words, if the case where she has twins. So he says, if a boy comes out first, then the boy gets the $200. That's it. Girl gets nothing. But the Sata said that the girl comes out first, then I'll give 100 to the girl and 100 to the boy. Therefore, there's not such a fear with him. He learned it from Shana Mishnah. The Yomar.
Zochot chilo masayim. And it's not, Mamish Dosim is like that. That the first one comes out as a boy, he'll get 200. Nikei v'achrav leklum. If the girl comes out second, then she gets nothing. Then it's good like this b'raisa, that a boy is worth more. What about nikei v'tchilo? If first he says, if he says that the girl comes out first, mona, she'll get 100. Zochachre mona. V'yolda, the Mishnah says, and that's what happens, zoch nikeva. Let's say now the man gave birth to both. I mean, the wife gave birth to twins, to a boy and a girl. For lo yadina, we're not sure, ha'minai nafet v'resha. Which one of the two came out first? So we don't know if the Zohar gets 200 or 100. The Locher is Zohar Shokal Mono Monashach. The boy gets 100 for sure. Because the Monashach, if he came out first, he deserves 200. If he came out second, he only deserves 100. So for sure he gets 100. Either the girl, though, we don't know if she deserves anything or not. If she came out second, she deserves nothing. So therefore, the Idach Mono, the second Mono, have a moment of Mutabasophic, it's like hanging in the doubt. Who deserves that Mono? And therefore, the Chokin, we said to divide up the boy and the girl, divide up the second $100. V'hod the time of that we learned, Yod Zohar Nekeva, Ein Lo Yelamono, Heichim Eshkachas Lo. I mean, another bright says, in the case where the wife gave birth to a Zohar and Nekeva, it says in such a case, Ein Lo Yelamono, that he only gets $100. So where's that case? Doesn't make sense. Where's this come in? Tumor says, Heichim Eshkachas Lo, Omer Ravina, I'll tell you, Ravina answers, this case is from Mavas Reni. Here the case is where the husband doesn't say or give the present to his own daughter or his own son or to his wife, but rather he says to the person that tells me the news of what my wife gave birth to, I'll give him a present. From Mavas Reni, Rashbam says, Lo Yisna Lo says the Zohar in the cave, the present is not to the children. Klum, he's not giving them anything. El Mavasar, or it's the people that's telling him the good news. That's what he's giving. That's what we're talking about, this little bracer. And the time you would learn like this, that sometimes a father would make a condition and